love and blessings to you. We're going to do a meditation today on Jesus Christ, the giver of rest. Let's begin by getting into a comfortable position, either seated or reclined. Your feet can be on or off the floor, doesn't matter. And take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. Feel the oxygen move through your circulatory system, throughout your whole body, and down your limbs. Feel your breath go out to your hands and fingers. Feel your breath go to the ends of your feet. You can give your feet a little wiggle or stretch. Don't overdo it. Just let them know they've got your focus for a moment. And now do the same with your hands. Give them a little flex. Let them know how much you appreciate them. And now feel the weight of your body on your chair or whatever you're resting on. Notice how gravity works to keep you in contact with God's earth. Now go ahead and roll your shoulders and your neck. And how's your lower back feeling? Go ahead and give that a little stretch. Let your tongue relax in your mouth. And let's focus for a moment on our scalp, that part of our body we pay little attention to unless we're shampooing, but the part that is the first to feel the sun, the first to feel the air above. We take in so much information through our scalp. Let's give it a little thanks. Now scan your body for any tension. If you find any, go ahead and flex that part of your body just a little bit tighter, and then let go. Now focusing on either your breath or the weight of your body, let these words fill your heart. Jesus said to the people, "Come to me, all who are weary or carrying a heavy burden, and I will give you rest." Feeling your body relaxing even more, try to hear these words of Jesus as being said specifically to you. Come to me, you who are weary or carrying a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. It's not the Savior's desire that you be exhausted and spent all the time. It is pleasing to the Holy Spirit within you to do all the loving things you do throughout your days. And it is equally pleasing to God when you take your rest. When the disciples had spent an entire day tending to crowds of people, teaching, healing the sick, comforting the grieving, they were exhausted and famished. And Jesus saw them, and he saw their needs. "I know that you haven't even had time to get a bite," he said, "let alone put your feet up. Let's go somewhere quiet and isolated for a while, and you get some rest. The body you have been gifted with has the same nature as the body God took on when Jesus became human. Jesus feels your weariness because Jesus has been weary himself. We'll take a moment here to let your beautiful body continue to relax. Breathe evenly and let your body become almost liquid where you are. And as your body continues to remain fluid-like, let's go up to that other commonly exhausted part of our being, the mind, with its racing thoughts and compulsions and endless scenarios. It can be a whirlwind up here in the headspace. Take a glance at the thoughts racing across your consciousness. This consciousness, this noose of yours, needs loving rest too. Give him or her permission to back away from the jet stream of thoughts. Let's internally back away 3 steps so the thoughts are at a safe distance. And now let your focus turn and lower it towards your heart, so that these thoughts are above and behind you. They can race all they want back there. You're going to politely ignore them, because your focus is now on the quiet divine space underneath your thoughts, the places in the heart of stillness and peace. You're going to let your focus itself rest. Let it find the quiet, softly lit place of the Spirit of God within you. As your focus continues on that soft, divine light in the heart, keep your body relaxed and fluid, breathing evenly. Jesus said to the people, "Come to me, you who are weary or carrying a heavy burden, and I will give you rest." Lord Jesus, breathe into my being your life-giving spirit. Amen.